Welcome back to Reborn Report. I'm DJ Pfeiffer.
And I'm Don Pfeiffer. Well, DJ, last week we started a new series.
We sure did.
How to receive supernatural healing from God, right?
Yeah, I know. You've been looking forward to it.
Yes, I have. And you raised a really good question that probably a whole lot of people have today, DJ. You said, is healing from God even possible? Well, we're convinced by the truth in God's word that it absolutely is. Not only is healing possible, but when you gain the proper understanding of your redemption and then apply real Bible-believing faith, your healing is not only possible, it is likely. Now, I know that's a radical statement to make, but still, we believe that it's the gospel truth, don't we, DJ?
Yeah.
And so we're on a mission to discover God's will to heal.
Yeah, definitely, Dad. And we ended last week, and I asked our audience a question, and I said, how can you ascertain the will of God? Or in other words, how can you find the will of God?
Well, and I said, that's a really good question. Because if you're looking for healing from God, knowing his will would certainly boost your level of belief and faith for you to receive healing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's look again at the scripture we're basing this whole series on, right, Dad?
That's good. Yes.
Luke chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. I have it pulled up here. It says, in one of the villages, Jesus met a man with an advanced case of leprosy. When the man saw Jesus, he bowed with his face to the ground, begging to be healed. Lord, he said, if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean. Jesus reached out and touched him. I am willing, he said. Be healed. And instantly the leprosy disappeared.
Wow, that is amazing. And in our last podcast, we got into all the details of that scripture, didn't we? We broke it all down and studied it. And if you haven't seen it, I strongly encourage you to watch it because we're teaching this series in a step-by-step approach to help you gain a strong foundation for Bible-believing faith so you can receive healing from God. DJ, I'm all fired up again. I'm so excited to talk about this subject because this series, well, it contains over 10 years of Bible study and research that I've done, and it has resulted in my own personal healing from a medically incurable disease, I might add.
Yeah, you talked about that last week.
Yeah, and I know if this happened and works for me in my life, it happened to me, it can work for you too. Absolutely.
Dad, I remember when you first started researching out this topic of God's mm-hmm. will to heal. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that when Grandpa was in the hospital the first time?
When Grandpa was sick, yeah.
And I remember when we were in the hospital, you were talking to me about it, and you told me, you're like, man, if we just walked around all day praising God, people that are fat could lose a bunch of weight. And I said, yeah, Dad, the key word there is walking around all day.
I don't remember that. That's you said that?
Yeah.
Well, it's true. I just think that we're focused on the wrong thing sometimes. So again, how can you ascertain the will of God? How can you find the will of God? I think it's so important. Now, I know we're asking the same question over and over again, but understand this. There are so many people today who talk about it so mysteriously. They say things like, if we only knew the will of God, if we could just find the will of God. You know, millions of people, and I'm not exaggerating, millions believe that everything that happens is the will of God. They believe, well, we don't understand it all, but if it happened, then somehow it's all part of the mysterious will of God. After all, God is in control. But is that true? I know it's mighty popular thinking, but is it true? Now, God certainly knows everything, but is it true that God is in control of everything? I've had people ask me to pray for them for healing. And I'll say to them, how do you know if it's God's will for him to heal you or not? And most of the time they answer something like this. They say, well, if it's God's will, well, first of all, I was hoping you'd pray for me, right? And if it's God's will, then I'll receive healing. And if not, well, God must have some reason or some purpose for me to be sick. Really? No, that's not true, because that's not scriptural. They're just simply determining the will of God by the results or the lack of results they see in their life. And the problem is, DJ, there's no scripture that supports that kind of thinking. And besides, it is inconsistent theology. Because the same people don't do that in other areas of their life. They only think that way in traditional, religiously slanted areas like healing. Think about it. People don't do that about their salvation. How do people know if it's God's will for them to be saved or not? Does anyone say, well, we'll just pray, and if we make it to heaven, we'll know it was God's will, and if they bust hell wide open, well, it wasn't God's will for them to be saved. No, we won't know any such thing. Can you see how ridiculous that kind of thinking would be? People don't do that and talk that way or think that way concerning salvation, do they? No.
No, it's a dangerous way to think.
It is.
And I mean, everyone would agree that eternal salvation is the most important thing in a person's life, right?
Exactly, DJ. And everybody would also agree that there are people dying every day without knowing Jesus as Lord and Savior, right? So right. Then is it the will of God for that to be happening? No, of course not. But how do we even know that?
Well, because we have scriptures for it. I mean, for example, the most famous verse in the Bible, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Whoever should believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
And there's many, many other verses similar to that one too, DJ. So, is it true that everything that happens is the will of God? No, it is obvious. Everything that happens is not the will of God. And if it's that way with the most important thing in life, your eternal salvation, why would you think that God's will is so different with something temporary, like your healing or the meeting of your physical needs? See what I'm saying? And if you're willing to take off your religious colored glasses, like I like to say, it's plain to see that there's no difference at all. Your spiritual salvation and your physical healing is part of the same redemptive work of Christ. Salvation and healing is the will of God for you and for me. And healing is God's blessing for anyone who is willing to believe in his word and then learn how to act upon Bible faith to receive it. Glory to God. That's why I get all fired up.
So, Dad, it's obvious from what you're saying that you certainly cannot ascertain the will of God just by looking around and seeing what happens and what doesn't happen.
No. And also, DJ, that is a spiritually irresponsible stance. It is a spiritually lazy position. Oh, it's religiously popular nowadays because it's very convenient. Everything that happened, it was the Lord's will. Everything that didn't happen, it was the Lord's will. And it's really sad because you hear Christians all the time, every day, talking like this. They're late for something, or they didn't get something done. Well, it must have been God's will. Really? It was God's will for you to goof off, watch TV half the night, oversleep, and get in trouble for being late for work.
Hey, that sounds personal.
That was the will of God. No. Or what about this? They're playing with their cell phone while they're driving. Sway off the road and hit the guardrails and scratch up the side of the brand new car. And we don't understand it, but it must have been God's will. We don't understand why these things happen, but everything happens for a reason. Really? It was God's will for you to be monkeying around with your cell phone, go off the road into the guardrails, and mess up the side of your new car. Can you see what I'm talking about? Well, everything happens for a reason. Have you ever heard that kind of talk before?
Yeah, it's kind of like saying when the sun shines, it's bright, or water is wet. You know, you're not really saying anything. You're just being very obvious.
That's exactly right, DJ. That's a good way of putting it. And sure, there's a reason. The reason could be you were dumb. You weren't paying attention. The reason could be you're not listening to God in your life, right? But you see, prideful people don't want to take the responsibility for anything. So it's very convenient that everything that happens is a mysterious will of God. And what's so convenient about it is there's no responsibility or accountability on the person because, hey, it was the will of God. We don't know why it all happens or didn't happen, but God is sovereign. Don't question the will of God. And you know, DJ, really, that's just a subtle way of saying, don't ask me any questions about it because I don't want to have to face it or deal with it.
Oh, yeah, it's like a religious scapegoat.
Exactly. And it's very convenient and it's popular amongst religious people today, but it's a lie and it's a deception from the devil. I'm sorry, but I get a little animated about it. Because it's this kind of mentality that's keeping people that God loves sick and it's cutting their life short, DJ.
Exactly. So again, we're asking and answering this question. How do we ascertain the will of God? How can we find the will of God? Because millions of people believe exactly what we've been talking about. They're determining God's will for their lives based on results or the lack of results they see. And it's keeping them from receiving all that God has for them.
And their lack of healing is a big part of it too, DJ. Think about it. They pray for healing for their cancer. If it happens and they get healed, praise God. It was his will. And if it doesn't happen, well, it must not have been his will for them to be healed. And then they'll even get all religious about it and say things like, God must have some purpose for me to be sick. No.
Oh, that's popular.
Again, that's a lie and a deception from the devil. They'll pray for their financial blessing that they really, really need. And if they receive it and they prosper, it was the will of God. But if they don't, it must be his will for them to go without and be broke. Can you see what I'm talking about? You'll hear Christians talk this way all the time. I'm sorry, but that is simply unacceptable in light of what we're learning by God's word in the Bible. Now, we've already read this scripture several times, but it's so important for us to understand what Romans 12:2 was saying. We're asking the question, how can you know the will of God? How can you find the will of God? So is it true that everything that happens is somehow the mysterious will of God? Based on the Bible, I think not. Read Romans 12:2, DJ.
Well, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of mind, that you can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God for your life. I haven't memorized at this point.
That's good. And prove means what? To test, to discover, to find out. What are you going to find out? What are you going to be finding out?
Good, perfect, and acceptable will for your life.
Exactly. So the Bible's very clear. We should find out the will of God for your life.
So if everything that happens is the will of God, then why would we need this transforming mind renewal that this verse is talking about?
You wouldn't, Deej. That's the point. You wouldn't need any of it because, hey, right, everything that happens is the will of God. But this verse is saying that you have to get your mind renewed, isn't it? So you can think right. You have to be taught something and you have to learn some things. Why? So you can test everything that surrounds you, that comes your way in your life, so you can properly decide, yep, that's the will of God for me, or no, that is definitely not the will of God for my life. It's plain to see from this verse, and there's others like it too, I'll add, that we are to learn how to discern, how to prove, how to test, and find what the will of God is for our lives. And I'll admit, that can take a little doing. We have to make some changes in our thinking. Our minds need to be renewed. And like I like to say, our minds have to be reprogrammed to what God says in his word. Out with the old, in with the new kind of thing. And because we are all creatures of habit and stubborn, that can take some time. But it's okay because God knows and he's always there willing to help us. The real question becomes this: are you willing to pay attention to his word and then let that word change you, change your thinking? Again, we're talking about how do you find the will of God? You know, 1 Thessalonians 4:3 says, "For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual morality." So is everyone doing that? DJ, are people having affairs? Is there any rape and adultery and incest going on in the world today? Sure there is.
Sadly, there is.
Yeah.
Skipping over to the next chapter in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, it says, "And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you."
Wow. And again, is everybody doing that? Is everybody giving thanks for everything in their lives? No, they're certainly not. No. Is there any griping and complaining going on with people today? Yeah, there is a lot of it. So then, is all this stuff that people are doing and saying the will of God? No. And here's our point. You can't have it both ways. You simply can't do whatever you want, whatever comes to mind, whatever feels good in the moment, live your own life away from God, and then expect God's blessings of healing when you need it to manifest in your body. I'm sorry, but it just simply won't work. It doesn't work that way. So what is the will of God concerning these things? Control yourself. Don't have affairs. Don't commit adultery. Quit griping and complaining all the time. Be happy with what you have. Praise God and give thanks. That is the will of God, and the Bible lays it out very plainly, doesn't it, TJ? And it is obvious that it is not happening everywhere with everybody, isn't it? So are there things on the earth that's not the will of God? Yes, of course. There's a whole bunch of stuff that people say and do every day that is not God's will for them.
So, Dad, if controlling yourself and not having affairs is the will of God, then adultery is not the will of God, right?
Right.
If being happy and giving thanks in all situations is the will of God, then griping and complaining is not the will of God, like you mentioned.
Exactly.
And if eternal salvation is the will of God, then dying lost, obviously, is not the will of God.
Right.
And if being healed is the will of God, then being sick, having cancer and other diseases and all forms of the evil sickness cannot be the will of God for you, right?
Absolutely, DJ. That's 100% correct. Because it's biblical. Not because you and I think so, because that's what the Bible says.
Right.
Now, even with that, there's a lot of scholars and educated ministers with all kinds of fancy degrees and letters after their names that think it's more complicated than this.
Hey, you know I'm going to have some letters after my name, right?
Well, you won't fall in this category, I hope.
Oh, okay. Okay.
See, the problem is they've got no scriptures to back their position if they don't agree with us. And besides, a lot of what these people say and believe is inconsistent with other areas of their theology. They are both hypocritical in the areas of healing and prosperity. Let me explain. If you really don't believe in healing, then don't try to get healed. At least be honest about it. Don't go to the doctor. Come on now. If you really believe it's God's will for you to be sick, then why would you even try to get better? I'm being serious. I'm not joking. Because you'd be trying to get out of the will of God for your life. Can you see what I'm saying? Now, a lot of people will say, "Well, but I don't know if it's God's will or not." Well, you better find out, don't you think? Because if it might be the will of God for you to have cancer or some other disease, then you and all those doctors and nurses are out of the will of God, trying to change the will of God for your life. "Well, I don't know." Well, nothing. You either believe it or you don't. Can you see what I mean, DJ, about inconsistent theology?
Sure.
"Well, I don't believe in all that prosperity stuff," people say. Well, okay then, be broke. If you really believe it's God's will for you to barely get by and don't have anything, then do it. Don't have anything. Practice being consistent with what you say you believe and quit trying to find a better paying job. Right? Come on. Listen to me. At least be consistent with what you say you believe. Because if you don't, you're really just being a hypocrite, DJ. Now, I know people won't like me saying that, but that is the truth. So what is the will of God, DJ? Give thanks in everything.
Exactly. So continuing on, Ephesians chapter 5.
Oh, this is good.
It's a very important scripture pertaining to our questions.
Yes, it is.
How can we find the will of God? How can we know the will of God? Specifically, Ephesians 5, verse 17, it says, "Do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is."
And I really like the Amplified translation, DJ. It says, "Don't be vague and thoughtless and foolish, but understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is." So then, are we supposed to find out and understand what God's will is for our lives, including what God's will is for healing? Or is it okay to be like the millions of people who are ignorant about it? Now, I know that's harsh talk, but the Bible calls these people unwise, vague, thoughtless, and foolish, doesn't it? That should be telling us something. And still, there are millions of people, good people, church-going people that believe in God. And when they're talking about God's will, we'll say things like, "Well, we just don't know. It's a mystery." And most of these type of things, "Well, I guess we'll never really know for sure." Are you kidding me? Really? Where are the scriptures, DJ, that teach them to believe and talk that way? Because I've never seen them. I've never read them. Have you, Deej?
I haven't found them yet.
No, but we did just read scriptures that very plainly says we are to find out these things, right?
Right. The Bible very plainly tells us that we need to know and understand what the will of the Lord is. We also read scripture that's, like we just read it, that said the God's will for us is good, pleasing, and perfect, right?
Wow, that's awesome.
Romans 12, 2.
Wow. And let me ask you this. Is there anybody who would be so inclined to believe that cancer or tumors or AIDS or any other rotten, terrible disease could possibly be considered good, pleasing, and perfect? I've never met a person who believes that way. Have you, DJ?
No.
So then really, it's just man's dumb religious ways that judge and teach and believe in God based on what they see or don't see in the world through their natural senses. And it's this mentality that has caused people down through the ages to be confused about knowing the plain truth in God's word. And what is that truth? Healing is, and always has been, the will of God for you and for me. Right, DJ?
Jesus said, Jesus said, if you've seen me, then you've seen the Father.
Oh, that's
good. The Bible says Jesus was the Word made flesh that dwelt among us.
Wow.
Jesus is the manifestation of the living Word, and Jesus expressed the will of the Father through his words and actions. So you most definitely can and are supposed to find the will of God in the Bible.
Wow, that's good, DJ. Problem is, people have all kinds of ideas and ways to look for God's will, except in the Bible. You'll hear people all the time say, "Well, I just believe," followed by some crazy notions and ideas. And they can't even tell you where they got it from or why they even believe that way. And if you question them about it, they'll get mad and defensive and say things like, "I have the right to believe whatever I want to believe. You can believe what you want to believe, but I can believe whatever I want to believe." And like we said last week, DJ, no, you don't have the right to believe whatever you want to believe. And neither do I, neither do you. Because if you're a Christian, God's word tells us what to believe, right? Right. So it's not okay for everybody to have all these different ideas about God's will for healing or anything else pertaining to God for that matter. And the results of this type of attitude, this type of thinking, is the reason people are not being blessed and they're staying sick and not getting healed. DJ, we're told very plainly in the Bible what to believe. God's will is revealed to us in his word, just like the scripture you just read. And what is God's will for healing?
Well, exactly what Jesus said. I will be healed.
Exactly. Praise God. Now, I will admit, it is totally up to you to read and study God's word so you can discover his will. And sure, you certainly have the right to choose to believe it or not to believe it. But listen, don't blame the will of God on your lack of healing. See what I'm saying? And now at this, I've never read of a person in the Bible who received healing by going to Jesus and saying to him, they didn't believe. Right? Did you ever see that, TJ? No, it's not there.
Definitely not.
But I do see, and in several places too, where Jesus tells a person, be healed. Let it be done for you according to your faith. And know this. This goes along with what you said before. Everything that Jesus said and did was a direct revelation of the will of God for all men for all time. So when we read that this man who was full of leprosy comes to Jesus asking to be healed, and Jesus responds by reaching out his hand and put it on the man's sick body and says, I will be cleansed, that should definitely mean something to us, DJ.
Yeah, and in the Living Bible, Dad, it says that Jesus answered the man saying, of course I will be healed. Oh. Just like that, matter of fact.
Wow, that's awesome. Of course I will be healed. Man, I like that. Don't you, DJ?
Yeah.
That is cool. And like you said, it's just so matter of fact. Why do we question it when Jesus made it so matter of fact?
Right.
And the Bible also tells us that if everything Jesus said and did was written and recorded, the world could not hold all the books. You know what that's telling us, DJ? That we have a very, 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 very small amount of what Jesus said and did recorded. So think about it. What we have then was handpicked by God, penned by men of faith through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, written for us to learn from, right? And the Bible we have today is not only an accurate historical account, it is much, much, much more than that, DJ. It's much more than history. It is God speaking to all of mankind, revealing his will for everything that we need to know, for everybody, for all time. And if that leper's healing account had just been for him at that time, it wouldn't be in the Bible where you and I could read it and get faith in it to believe for our healing today.
Exactly. 1 Corinthians 14:13 says God is not a God of confusion.
Exactly.
God never contradicts himself. He never has to apologize because he misspoke like you and I do, Dad, often. His words are the truth, pure and simple. And he loves us so much that he provided us with wise advice, wisdom, and truth through his written word, the Bible.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. So the fact that this leper's healing account is written in Luke chapter 5, and like you said, it's recorded in other places in the Bible, how are we supposed to take it today? He's not just saying, I will to that man. He's also revealing the unchanging will of God for healing for you and for me today. When Jesus said, I will to him, and God had it recorded in the Bible for us to read today, it is an I will for you and an I will for me. Glory to God.
So, Dad, that begs the question, why are there so many people today praying, begging God to heal them with like the if it be thy will prayer?
Because they don't know this, DJ. And I believe there's two simple reasons why. Number one, they just don't know what God's word says.
Sure.
They don't pay attention to it. They hardly ever read it, and let alone spend any time studying it, right?
And number two, you and I see that all the time, like when we watch TV and stuff, hearing people like discount God and the Bible and like discrediting it, but they don't even know what they're talking about. They've never even read it,
know anything about it. And secondly, even if they have heard bits and pieces, it's not enough to convince them to change their thinking, right? They just simply refuse to do the mind renewal that scripture that we read earlier talks about, right?
Right.
I want to give you an example of what I'm talking about here. Many of the people that I've talked to about healing say, well, I'll believe it when I see it. That kind of approach, that kind of attitude. Problem is, that's too late to believe, because seeing is not believing. Seeing is just seeing. If you have to see it before you believe it, then there's no Bible faith in that, is there?
Right.
You're refusing to operate in Bible faith. Then, in order for you to receive healing from God, you need a very special miracle. And like we said last week, those don't happen very often. Remember why, DJ? Because God has given us free will, the ability to choose to believe or not to believe. And God doesn't automatically heal everybody who is sick, any more than he automatically saves everybody who was lost.
You know, Dad, I saw
part in it.
I saw a video recently that was talking about this famous pastor was like on the streets just talking to people, and some girl asked him, why doesn't God just show us all his power and then we can all believe? And he said, because if he did that, then there would be no free will. If he did something that made all of us believe, then there wouldn't be any free will for us to choose whether or not to believe.
You wouldn't.
And it's the same thing that you're saying with healing.
Right. So, DJ, what the pastor said and what you are saying, what you think, what you believe, absolutely matters for you to see results. Right?
Right.
You see, Bible faith is very different from our natural sense-based faith. And we did a podcast, Have Faith in Your Faith, that talks about that. Bible faith believes it when it doesn't even look like it's even possible. Bible faith believes it simply because God says it. And we're supposed to operate in Bible faith. You know, when we operate in Bible faith, we will make God's words our words. And sure, God expects us to operate in this kind of faith, and he rewards us when we do, DJ.
Yeah, Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things we hope for and the evidence of things not seen.
Exactly.
And verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
So do you think faith is important to God, DJ?
Definitely, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely it is.
And reading on, it says, he who comes to God must believe that he is. And listen to this next line. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Wow. So then, could healing be God's reward for our faith?
Seems to be so.
Well, let's find out. Let's go back again to right where we started. Luke chapter 5 and verse 12. You read it out of the Living Bible, and I'm going to read it out of the New King James. It says, and it happened when he, Jesus, was in a certain city, that a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus. This next line is what I want to point out today. He fell on his face and implored him. Now, you just read in Hebrews that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, right? And this sure. man who's full of leprosy fell on his face and implored him. I think your version said begged him. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the same as diligently seeking?
Certainly is.
Yeah. Let's read on. The man said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus reached out his hand. He touched the man's sick body and said, I am willing. Be cleansed. And immediately the leprosy left his body. Now, what did it say back in Hebrews when you diligently seek the Lord?
It said he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
So what about what happened to the leper? Was he rewarded? Yeah.
Definitely.
And what was his reward? Healing. So we got the answer, DJ. It really is that simple. You see, God doesn't play hide and seek with us. It's only man's dumb religious pride that makes it so complicated and so hard to understand. Allow me to use a little bit of reverse psychology on this very scripture we're talking about and ask you this. What if that leper really didn't believe that Jesus would do anything for him? He knew that Jesus could, but here's the thing. He didn't know if he would or not. What if he just stood back off to the side of the road as Jesus passed by and patiently, religiously prayed to himself and waited, hoping that Jesus would notice him, and he thought, God's in control of everything. Surely Jesus will know what I need. What if he did that, DJ? Well,
I don't think the result would have been the same.
No, exactly. Why? Because in light of everything we talked about and read in the Bible, that hopeful, religiously hopeful, patient man, you know what would have happened? Nothing. Jesus would have come and Jesus would have gone, and that man would have remained sick. Can you see what I'm talking about?
Makes sense.
Well, it's absolutely true. And what's really sad, DJ, there are millions and millions of people today that are believing and acting the same way. And because of it, they remain sick. and they're unblessed. And then they just show they're full of man's religious pride by saying things like, God must have some purpose in my sickness. Ever hear that before? Sure. Hey, you just never know. It's a mysterious will of God. Sometimes he heals and sometimes he doesn't. No, that simply is not true, because there is no scripture to support that kind of thinking. Jesus never said anything like that. So we shouldn't either. Instead, what should we do? Well, the Bible tells us, renew your mind to the truth of what God's word says. Why? Because the word of God reveals the will of God. And God's will is not subject to man's religious way of thinking. Right, Deej?
Sure.
John 8:31 says, God's word is truth, and that truth will set you free. Praise God. Receiving God's healing into your sick body would certainly be a form of being set free, wouldn't it? Yeah, it sure would. Praise God. It was for me.
Again, here we are. We're talking about God's will to heal, right?
Right.
So let's think about this. A man or a woman sincerely comes before God and says, Lord, I'm so sorry. I've sinned against you. But please, will you save me? What would Jesus say? Of course I will. That's why he went to the cross, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
What about someone who needs deliverance from bad habits or problems they're facing? What would Jesus say? Of course I will. What about somebody who's suffering from depression or worry, or guilt, anxiety,
a lot of
PTSD,
that
those type of things? Yeah.
Right.
What would Jesus say? Of course I will. That's why the Bible says he bore the chastisement of our peace.
Exactly.
And the Bible also says he took our infirmities, he bore our sickness, and he carried our pains. And by his wounds, by his stripes, we are healed. Well, then, of course he'd say, I will heal you.
Absolutely, DJ. Good point. Think about it. Jesus is nailed on the cross and suffering. And you look up at him and say, Lord, is it your will for me to be saved? Of course it is. That's why he's there.
Right.
Well, before that, he was tied to the whipping post, being beaten. And you look at him and ask, Lord, is it your will for me to be healed? Of course it is. That's why he's at the whipping post, being beaten. Of course I will heal you. Oh, don't you like that? Glory to God.
It's like amazing.
Like I said, it's just man's dumb religious ideas and opinion. Men with PhDs that have written books filled with all kinds of theories and ideas that have caused confusion for people down through the ages and muddied up the plain truth that's easy to see in God's word, causing it to be less effective for people. But if you're willing to take off those religious colored glasses that you've been taught to wear, you'll see that everybody that ever came to Jesus to be healed left healed. Every one of them. There were no unlucky ones. There was no one that God was working something out in their life and where he told them they had to wait. Or it wasn't their time. All these are popular religious phrases with people in church today, but they're not found in the Bible. What they are then, DJ, is man's fabrications, trying to explain why things did or didn't happen. And it's pride men and women's explanations, trying to get all the responsibility off themselves. They don't want to change. They want to change their mind. They don't want to renew their minds. Oh, it's mighty convenient. But the problem is people stay sick and they die young and prematurely. And people, even some ministers, will talk about like, well, it must have been the will of God. Did you ever hear this? God must have needed another angel in the choir, so he took him. We just don't know why. God's in control. It's just the mysterious will of God. Don't question the will of God. But that's not true. None of it's true. Now, if they were saved and they're in heaven, glory to God. That's great. But you do not have to be robbed of your years in this life. You do not have to die of cancer because you have a healer. Jesus is your Savior, and you can be saved. Jesus is your healer, and you can be healed. Glory to God. It is God's will to save you and me, and it is God's will to heal you and me. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. DJ, I think that's a good place for us to stop today. I want to get into something else, but I don't think we have time to finish it today. So I think we'll end right there. How much time do we have left? How long have we been going?
We're going about 40 minutes now.
Yeah, that's long enough. So listen, come back next week because I want to give you what I believe are the three main reasons why Christians are sick today and they stay sick. You won't want to miss it. So like I said, join us next week right here on Reborn Report, where the Word of God will get you all fired up and get you healed too. That's amazing. DJ.
And in the meantime, read your Bible and you can find out what the will of God is for your life.
Yeah, go over these podcasts, go over the scriptures and read them for yourself.
You get educated.
You can't have faith in somebody else's faith, right? You have to build your own Bible-believing faith.
Yep.
Now, you see the big fish tank behind me?
Yeah.
You know I raise fish. I have 36 tanks. I raise African cichlids, mostly peacock cichlids, and that's an all-male peacock cichlid tank behind me. But I want to tell you something, DJ. Did you know this? Koi fish travel in groups of four.
Why is that?
Well, if they get attacked by a predator, fish A, B, and C scatter.
Okay.
Fish four is the decoy. With that, I'll say goodbye.
All right. See you guys next week. We might have another terrible joke for you.
I love you, Deej.
Love you too, Bye. Dad.